Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time this is? My station, man, myspace.com/DJ1.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
No.
Yeah. I get the shots you're looking at.
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! This is not going to give him the pussy!
Okay. I did not touch your wife. Yes, you did. No, I didn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all the ages. Well, not all the ages, because, you know, death. Here we are. Just the three of us. The Jams Podcast proudly presents to you in association with the BDSIR Network. It's the Shad Father. It's Grandbody P. And it's Sensational Joe. Well, there is somebody missing, but we wanted to keep the ratings high. And we didn't want anyone falling asleep. Yeah, we didn't want anyone falling asleep, any of our listeners. So it's just the three of us today. What is going on, my wrestling family? Feel free. I'm not by myself. I'm not by myself. No, no. Sensational Joe and Grandbody P.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this the time I have to admit I happen to watch SmackDown?
Yeah, best
I've seen Raw. Yeah, I have seen Raw.
Okay, to be honest, without giving too much away, both shows were kind of ho-hum, as I like to say. So, you didn't really miss much on the SmackDown front, so don't worry about it. But again, if there is something you got to rewind and watch back, it's not this week's SmackDown. It's last week's SmackDown. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens coming down to the ring. That needs to be watched.
Oh, yeah, I still haven't watched last week's either.
Oh my gosh. Did
you hand in your SmackDown card? Was it temporarily? Or
yeah,
what?
I did. And then I got it back. And then, like, Shane O'Mac just gets on my tits. So I'm like, one of those shows. I'll watch it if I've got the time. But I'll not make the time to watch it like I do Raw.
Wow. Well,
Raw, I always make sure I make that time every Tuesday to watch it, every Tuesday morning.
Joe's a Raw girl. I'm a SmackDown guy.
I know. And she's a WWE Raw girl as well.
Joe likes it. Yeah, I mean, Joe likes it Raw. Raw and I've got...
Oh, my God. You're such an old dirty bastard.
Yeah. I feel the same way as you, Shad, man. Bloody hell. Raw. I'm a SmackDown guy, and I'm not afraid to admit it, man. Word up, man. I mean, Raw, an hour and a half into that shit, and I found my bed. I was like, flipping now. It was a slow pace. It was just dragging. I'm like, oh, flipping now, man. Put Roman Reigns and Elias on already. They didn't even come on, and I found my bed. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, flipping hell. I was like, chill. I'm going to catch up on this in the morning, y'all. Woke up next morning, caught up with it, and I was like, to the backside. I could have caught the whole shit on YouTube, man. And, you know, I mean, the YouTube highlights had done all the shit, man. I didn't have to stay up for that shit. So I thought, well, SmackDown's guaranteed to be better, surely. Guaranteed. What, SmackDown? SmackDown was probably better by an eyelash. You know what I mean? And, you know, you got the thing there, the fashion file business. I personally don't find that shit funny, but they did make a parody of Saw, and I thought, okay, I did chuckle a little bit, but overall, I seriously don't think that's funny, man. Word up, man. I really don't. So I sit there, I'm like, yeah, anyway, next segment. What's good? I got through SmackDown, you know what I mean? I got through SmackDown, but Raw, I found my bed, man, so forget it. SmackDown was the better show for me this week, naturally.
I think, like, I discussed that Raw, because obviously, let's say I'm not fussed on SmackDown. What are we feeling about the whole Matt Hardy thing? Matt Hardy becoming broken. Honestly, mind.
I'm going to let out a spoiler alert now. I've never, this isn't a game, but I have never seen this broken Matt Hardy bullshit. I don't know what it is. So people are talking about deletes. I don't know. I have no idea what it is, to be honest.
Shad, it's worth taking the time.
Oh, man.
To go on YouTube and, type it in and watch. Because then see if you get back to us and tell us if you agree with the following statement. I think that this brand, this gimmick, is not as good as what people make out. It's just an improvement on normal Matt Hardy, because let's face it, Matt Hardy's a boring bastard. Matt Hardy doing anything is going to be better. I don't think. It was excellent in Impact or TNA or whatever the fuck it's called now, because that's really shit, to be fair. Anything's going to look amazing there. I don't think it's going to transcend and work on the WWE, just due to the fact it's not strong enough and it's not good enough. And I think putting it on a bigger stage, you'll see how flawed and a bit crappy it is.
Oh, man.
I thought so.
Oh,
I'm going to get loads of shit on Twitter, and people can, tell us umpteen times how I'm wrong and how I'm wrong, but I'm just saying wait and see. I don't think it's going to work that well.
You know what? I think Joe's right, you know. We've got to... Sorry to burst your bubbles, man. Sorry to burst... Oh, broken Matt Hardy, broken Matt Hardy! Okay, I want to keep it real, man. Even I'm intrigued to see this broken Matt Hardy, but... This is the WWE. This is the World Wrestling Federation, after all. And you saw what happened to Bray Wyatt. You saw what happened to that motherfucker. Man come out dropping another cryptic promo, and I didn't even give a fuck. You know what I mean? I didn't give a fuck, man. I mean, man's are stepping up to Bray Wyatt, and they're not afraid of him and shit, man. So that makes me not give a fuck. You heard Shad's daughter. Shad's daughter doesn't give a fuck. You heard Joanne's kids. They don't give a fuck. They're not... This Bray Wyatt's supposed to... scare people, and he don't do shit.
I think Katie's got Pratt quite right, because he come out and she hadn't seen him in a while, and he was saying how he didn't eat any Thanksgiving turkey and all this, and she sat and was like, "The fair looks like he's eating at least 20 turkeys." And he went to do his crab spider thing, and she went, "He's even too fat to do that properly these days." And I was like, "She's." Right, Bray Wyatt is... He's never been in the greatest shape, but my God, he's in some bad shape.
This is Joe's daughter, you know. Joe's daughter has not hit her 10th birthday. You know what I mean?
She is 10 next week, so we have to do a birthday shout-out next week.
Whoa! What a good thing! What a good thing to be mentioning to you! What a good thing! Good God, oh my... Wow, I was ahead on that one, man. Word up. Going back to the point, digressing a bit. Matt Hardy, man. Don't get me wrong, I am intrigued, but I don't know if you can... As you say, it's World Wrestling Federation. I don't know if you can carry it off. He'll try his hardest. He'll do his thing. He'll probably have the backing of the fans for a hot minute. But, creative is ultimately in control of that shit, and I got a bad feeling about it as well, man. Word up, man. You know what I mean? It's just going to end up like a segment, what you see on SmackDown, as I mentioned earlier, with that Fashion File shit. Because I don't find that Fashion File shit funny at all. Some people find it funny. I'm like, flipping hell, what's wrong with you? But that's just my opinion. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about it. But let's look at it on the real. Had Jeff Hardy not get injured, would Broken Matt Hardy been revealed anyway to WWE?
Because I think, to be honest with you, that's the whole reason WWE signed the Hardys back up.
It's for the Hardys. The Hardys, not just one. And if it is for just one, then it's for Jeff. So I don't think they really care about Matt. Jeff's the one that wants. It's kind of like a buy one, get one free. I'm wrestling.
I mean,
you buy Jeff Hardy, you get Matt Hardy free.
Yeah, But, I mean, they had such a massive following and things like that, that I think the WWE a lot of the times as well, it's like, oh, shit, they're pulling in for you with somewhere else. Let's see if we can get them back. I mean, Vince is not stupid. That's a type of stunt.
Yeah,
buddy. I don't think one. Also, before we forget as well, Bray Wyatt's, like, so I'm just trying to eat my Saturday soup. Yeah, Bray Wyatt, when we last saw him, he was talking about Sister Abigail, or Sister Abby Fail.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, he just forgot about it, he's just back to Bray Wyatt again. So we're supposed to pretend we don't know about that. Is this one of the times where WWE thinks that we've got a short memory and we just forget what's happened?
We all remember Bray Wyatt is a transvestite. He's a fast tranny. That's all he is.
Man, you know what? That's a hard one. To that, I'll say this, Chad. I think the Sister Abigail thing, something has to trigger it out again. You know what I mean? Just like you got to get Finn Balor or Solbex that he has to turn into the demon to fight you. And I think it's the same thing that's happening here, man. You know what I mean? And Sister Abby fell, as you said, was on the verge of failing. And then the gods, the powers that be, said now that it was like a divine intervention. And then we had that big out. Well, it was a heavy match still in AJ Styles and Finn Balor. That was divine intervention. I mean, even God himself was watching the WWE and thought, no, sir, I can't be dealing with this. But that's what happened.
So what you're saying is, God gave Bray Wyatt viral meningitis because Bray Wyatt gets on God's tits.
Your words, not mine. I wouldn't say in those words, okay? God himself is a wrestling fan, okay? You know what I mean? I told you this before, man. God is a general manager of his own wrestling federation. He's watching the WWE from above because he wants to sign the next talent. And we always get Bex when he signs another talent up to his heaven, okay? We always get Bex for the most part. It's like, no, not another one. You always take the best stars. No. And he's always looking for next talent. You know what I mean? Look, he's got his commentary team, he's got his legends, he's got his jobbers, he's got everyone in between, he's got his mid-carders, he's got his main eventers, you know what I mean? He's got them all! He's even got his own divas! He can start his own total divas with that shit up there, man! Word up! God is a wrestling fan! Yeah, said it, Joe. I said it. Crying out loud. You got Bobby Heenan and Gorilla Monsoon on commentary in heaven, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, and I was like, well, oh yeah, and don't forget, he was Shawn Michaels' partner as well. Shawn Michaels' partner in the.
Yes, when
Vince Russell's gone.
Extreme Rules.
Yeah, Extreme Rules. I'm gonna go with.
Oh yeah. It was called Backlash. Yeah. Backlash 2006, that's true. I forgot about that shit. For a minute.
How could you forget that spotlight coming down the ramp?
No, I wasn't even thinking like that, you know what I mean? I wasn't even thinking like that. It's not until Chad brought it up, I was like, oh shit.
Not forget that Kevin Federline has more wins in the wrestling ring than God.
That's true!
Daddy! Finn has more wins than God.
And Michael Cole! Michael Cole got more wins than God as well!
True, but I'm trying to think of people that have been in the ring once. LT? LT?
Oh, LT! What about that Maria Menounos girl?
What about her? Oh, yeah! As well. She has been in God. God might be a wrestling fan, but he's not a very good wrestler.
PWL is still signing him, though.
Oh, God. Don't need to go there. Don't need to.
I think they've got a whole audience full of God. Just not
Uh-oh. What am I going to church now on the feed? Church is open on Sunday. Oh, God.
to be fair, put a load of spotlights in the ring and I'd be more entertained. I'd be more entertained by a load of lights.
Well, if the lights keep bright, then...
Yeah, like, we'll put on a better show.
Just like when they are there, if the lights are too bright, we'll be covering our eyes. It wouldn't really make a difference.
Oh my gosh, Red Dog, yo! Don't give me no joke, you know.
Okay, a quick update from them. Are they still alive before we move on? Are they still alive?
Who's this you on about?
PWLOL.
Oh, see, maybe not. We've only got an hour show. I thought you were the host.
I'm asking questions. You're telling us to move on. I said, before we move on, are they still alive?
I think they're still dragging along.
Last time I checked, they had a girl in the game. I was meant to go, man. I completely forgot about it. I was doing my shows. She come from TNA. I think her name's Sienna or something.
Are you pretending you forgot? You didn't forget. You just didn't want to go. And you don't want to hurt their feelings. So you're saying you forgot.
Not because I'm... Joe, I'm usually on their case. Like, yo, get more female stars. Get more female stars to your PWL and I'll come and support. And they got one in Sienna from TNA and I forgot to go because I was recording my show. I completely forgot about it, man. I was like, oh, shit. So, yeah, my fault. There it is. You can move on now, Shad.
Okay. Yeah, the guy's stuck anyway, and soon I'll be dead.
What are we talking about death for, man?
We almost had another wrestling death last week with Kamala.
Oh, yeah, flipping hell.
He's someone that deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
You know what? I'm surprised he's not even in yet.
Yeah, he'll get in, man. He'll get in.
Who's that, sorry?
Kamala.
I read about that.
Yeah, he had an emergency operation, didn't he, or something?
Once again, this brings us back to, it's a little segue, when we did the Ric Flair, whole Ric Flair files, and at the start of the year, I said, yeah, Ric Flair's gonna die.
No, that's what you said.
It's a fight.
That's what you
said. Oh, yeah, I said, yeah. But that is how the genesis came from Kamala, really. Me and a few friends, we did the bet at the start of the year, he would die. We all put in a fiver. The four of us, a tenner. Well, 250, because obviously it was a small game, didn't want to lose money on death. You can't profit off death, apart from people in the funeral. We'll put in on 250. It's just a tenner between four friends. You can do this at home as well if you want.
I always say that you can join it at home, don't I?
I'm off January, so, save up your 250 instead of wasting it on PWL. LOL. You can put it to this little game. So anyway, I'll pick Kamala. This is before his whole surgery and stuff and all that. I thought, yeah, man, black dude, overweight, bald head, heart problems. I'm a shoo-in, this tenor. Turns out, he had a leg amputated. I tried to claim £2.50. Come on now. I forgot about this. I still feel like I'm old, £2.50. He had a leg amputated. Come on now.
Hey, fair's fair. He lost some of his body.
Yeah, no one died that year as well, so... But anyway, as for January comes, start of the year, we've got our prediction shows. Put some money into a PayPal account, man, we could all do it.
No.
I always remember my mum went in a celebrity death pool, that's what they called, the death pool.
Death pool, that was it, yeah.
And she had one of the Gibbs, do you know Bee Gees?
Died.
And she won, it was in the hundreds because it was the whole of a very well-known British supermarket. I can't say the name, that did it. She won a hell of a lot of money. She did not know what she was signing up for, and then there was a whole argument because she refused to take the money. and it was a lot of money. In the end, she donated it to the nursery, the local nursery. And, yeah, we can't tell the nursery where the money come from because it's my mum's death money. And she still reckons that she killed, I think it was Barry Gibb. She still reckons she killed him.
Well, he certainly wasn't staying alive.
Oh,
my dad pulled that joke and just slapped the wall. She came in like proper, like upset and sad next day. He went, he didn't do a very good job staying alive, and my mum slapped me down.
You know what? I will not partake in the Jams podcast death sweepstakes. You can drop the tooth if you, Joe, Wardle, serial killer, whoever else. Me not partaking of that. Mm-mm. No, sir. You can do that by yourself, man.
There's always one.
Yeah, that one's going to be me, man.
A few years ago when we did it, it was Steve, man. Steve want to join in, man. I guess it's you this year, or next year.
Me not joining, man. You got this fascination with death and wrestlers with death and Norsa, and that's some scary shit.
So the guy whose favourite wrestler is The Undertaker.
Nah. I don't remember things like that.
Ricky Steamboat.
That's a good show, that is.
Yeah, that's who I think is going to go next.
Okay, well, again, like I said, it's just got December left, so 1 month left, anything can change.
Yeah.
Harley Race sideways at the minute. But anyways, we can discuss that further down the line.
Yeah, keep me out.
Raw.
Keep me out.
If you watched Raw, because I can't really remember what happened, but I know.
I watched Raw.
Hold on. Well, since you didn't watch SmackDown, give us your highlights of Raw.
Well, this Paige thing is getting on my tits already.
Whoa!
It annoys me, Michael, because what annoys me, and I have good reason to get annoyed.
Whoa!
If anybody on that roster done what she did, contract wouldn't have been renewed. It would have been like, right, fuck off, on your bike, off to PWL. But how did she get away with it? It's because The Rock wants to make a film on her life. That's the only reason she got her contract back. She's a fuck-up. She needs to go back to doing the work with Men's Club.
Whoa!
The second she started, you know when she made that entrance on her return? And she started fucking flapping about like a spastic and sticking her tongue out. I was like, nah, pet. Get yourself to work with Men's Club. You look like a twat. And then, what's with the whole female shield fucking gimmick stealing fucking God, looks like a Mortal Kombat figure melted. One looks like Alexa Bliss fucked a Wopsit and that's the child. Then you've got Paige coming back looking like a fucking tranny.
Wow.
And then you've got Paige's dad on Twitter. I'm so glad WWE gave my child another chance. She's battled her demons and all this crap. It's like, it's your fault your kids are fuck up anyway. Honestly, just.
Oh, you're
wrong.
Wow! Hang on a second. You just said that she battled a demon. You're on about Finn Balor or Kane.
They tell me this. Chad Demon Threesome. The video has yet to be released.
Oh god.
Apparently Kane busts the nut on our face.
Oh!
You've called her a big red monster.
Yep.
Hey yo! Hey yo, Chad's the Hulk this week, you know?
Apparently Kane's 60 feet.
Oh shit! I will never I will never say I hate Paige ever again. Wow! I thought I hated Paige. I really did. Damn!
I've got a new level dislike for all in the fucking family, like.
Joe, you made me look like I've actually got a crush on Paige now. I can't
have
stand
you that. Ever seen the film The Hills Have Eyes? That family is like her family.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
They go around the indie wrestling scene and fucking eat people. Honestly, people just want to stay away from the British indie scene, like, I'm just saying. You'll get fucking eaten by one of the knights.
Wow.
Well,
it
might be
Paige's
anus.
Oh, I ain't trying to hear that shit, man.
No, there was just one part. I haven't even spoken on this the whole time it's been out there, but there was one part of these Paige videos at least, and I didn't see them all, but I think there's a few out there, but the one I did catch, she was shoving a dildo up her bottom, or buttocks. But before she done it, she was like, I'm getting better at this, or something like that. Something to improvise that she's been practicing shoving up her bottom. Kane's love was hanging out of it,
that's as well. Chad, but did she go, this is my house! This is my house! Because if she didn't shout that, it doesn't count.
I've seen all the videos, I've seen all of them, so maybe.
Oh, God, you've seen one too many, Shad. I refuse to watch any of that shit, man. Word up,
but
man.
But you know what? It super pisses me off even more than anything. They not put China in the WWE Hall of Fame because she was in porn, right?
But they'll change that.
At least she was smart enough to get fucking paid for it, yet was left Paige stay in.
Wow, that's a bomb
drop
right there.
WWE porn video, and I do shit like that. I just wanted to prove a point, by the way. If Paige's video comes well before you get to any of China's stuff.
Donald Marie as well, if you want.
Well, I watched Donald Marie before I watched it. Donald Marie, well, if you're talking about then from when she was in the WWE kind of thing and she was messing about with Tori, I'll watch that all day. Because from what I've heard, Donald Marie's let herself go. She don't look too hot now. But, oh Lord have mercy. No, sir. See, here was me coming with an idea about which team you're riding for. Are you riding for Absolution or you're riding for the Riot Squad? And then Shad just threw all that shit out the window.
Answer the question. I'll go with. What are their names again?
Absolution.
That's a terrible name.
Yeah. Absolution! When I first heard that name, I instantly thought of Evolution. And I thought, Triple T might be behind this kind of thing. You know what I mean? He's trying to stop the name. So as soon as I heard that, I just thought, Absolution! You know what I mean? That's what I thought. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, which team are you riding for, though, Shad?
I'm going to go with Team Constitution, is that a book?
Yeah.
They're probably the hottest three. But as a team that I'm more interested in, it'd have to be the squad.
Squad! Okay. I think John made an answer very clear already. Still asking the question. Alright, which team you're riding for, Joe? The Riot Squad? The Squad? Or... Absolution!
Are you ready? Team, I don't give a fuck.
Oh no! This dog is turning Eminem on us, man. God damn! Now, when they mention their names, right? See, I've been watching them on SmackDown and watching them do their thing, right? And me watch the Absolution on Raw. I've seen that shit. And the first thing I thought of was, okay, these teams are going to clash if it gets that far into, say, WrestleMania time. These teams are going to clash on some brand supremacy shit. Every version's different. You know what I mean? That's what I could see coming, because it looks like they're going on some parallel thing. The other thing I was going to mention before SmackDown did their copycat shit, right, I forgot to mention it last week, is this. If I was Sonya Deville or Mandy Rose, I'd turn my back on Paige real quick. Did they not learn anything from the submission sorority group that came out back? Remember that shit? With Charlotte and Becky fine ass? Remember that shit? And Paige was quick to turn her back on them? Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, you got any brains? You turn your back on Paige quick time. Because she'll turn her back on you. Watch this.
I should roll the industry soon.
Stop it. Yeah, I'm gonna go on the same as I'm gonna go on the same as Shad, you know. I'm gonna ride for Absolution, because yeah, Mandy and Sonya, they are a bit prettier still, and the right squad. Ugh.
Does this fog? Can you hear me?
Does
this fog got cut off when I heard Joe say that he's going for a team? I don't give a fuck. And then I got cut off, so I'm guessing that he went for the Riot squad. Because we all know the pace is the fuck.
Oh! Shit! Oh!
Went for Riot squad.
I'm calling it now. I think them two teams are gonna clash. My word up. If it goes that far, but boy, I don't know, man. Female teams, that thing up until big regression. I don't know, you know. I don't know. I don't know.
We're getting paid, Oscar, man. That's what we're gonna get out of all this. I don't think they're gonna clash the two teams. It's just WWE's shit idea of creativity. Like, oh, let's bring in three girls. Let's bring in three girls that look exactly the same. Like. There's no creativity in there at all. Just dump them in there and hope for the best.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned Asuka. Yeah, they didn't want on Asuka. You know what I mean? Asuka just smiled upon them like, yeah, if you're bad, hit me, lick me. If you're bad, yeah, that's right, you can't. There's three of you and there's one of me. You're all bitches. You know what I mean? And they haven't troubled your Nia Jax either.
Yeah, she's been off, actually.
Yeah. So, yeah, I saw Nia on the Twitter like, you three, and you know not to touch me because you'll all get fucked up. You know what I mean? And that's a nice early theory going forward. I was still like that Paige versus Asuka thing. Okay, yeah, I can write that shit. Word up, man. All right, man. There's just under half an hour left of this program. Where do you want to go with this next, Shad?
Well. Briefly talk about SmackDown. I know Joe didn't see it, but there's not really much to talk about.
No, not really.
We have Shane McMahon, as usual, coming out and trying to. I can't get over Shane McMahon's promos, man. It really upsets me, man. Mm. Like, when I watch Shane, obviously I'm watching. I'm going back in time and watching Raw from '99, and Shane is just. He's perfect on the mic. He's actually clashing with The Rock, him and The Rock going back and forth. I'm like, wow, this is Shane McMahon.
There was a point in '99 when I was actually hating Shane, and I thought, Shane's a bastard. I don't like this motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm tired of him still, to be honest. It's good to see him back, but at the same time, it's like...
It gets old pretty quick, doesn't it?
But that's what it is, man. I keep saying this, but I think I've said this for 5 years now. WWE... It's not WWE. It is WWE. It is WWE, but it's not. It's just the McMahons featuring wrestlers. Or the McMahons featuring WWE.
Oh, shit.
Everything is revolved around them. And now that Shane's back, you know, they're all going to be all over our TV. Stephanie's back now. She's going to be all over our TV. It's not Vince. It's Triple. It's not Triple. It's Stephanie. It's not Stephanie. They bring back Shane. We can't wait till we get Aurora on TV.
SmackDown is just Shane and Mac show, and...
He has to be last in Survivor Series team, Shane. Why does he have to be last? Why doesn't even wrestle? Because it's about the McMahons. It's about the Levesques.
You know what the crazy thing about that shit was? Remember when Shane first come back and everyone lost their shit? It was like, I'm sure Shane even actually said to Vincent Kennedy and Stephanie at the time, says, yo, all the people that don't deserve to be at the top, that stops. and the wrestlers that deserve it, you know what I mean, that's got skills, you know what I mean, them are going to get pushed. I remember Shane saying that shit, right? And then he goes to SmackDowns, and it's like, as soon as SmackDown starts, he's like the first man that comes out. Every week, here comes the money! Welcome to WWE SmackDown! Yay! This time the third. Now, me personally, I'm actually a fan of the McMahons. I love them. I mean, and their storylines are always compelling to watch. So I haven't got a problem with them. You know what I mean? You can put. God damn it! I've got the McMahon DVD for crying out loud, man. From 2018, man. So I'm not in a position to say shit. But you two, on the other hand, you're all right, man. You can carry on.
I like the McMahons. I do. It's just I think. She needs to realise that Daniel Bryan is general manager. I'd like to see more of Daniel Bryan.
Well, to do that, Joe, technically, you gotta watch SmackDown? I'm sorry, Joe.
Yeah, but the reason I don't is how many times you see Daniel Bryan. His contract is up for renewal in the summer, and I can't see him being kept on. And it's got to the point now, even Cody Rhodes has offered him work.
He just wants to wrestle that bad. He just doesn't care like about anything. Like, he doesn't care about his promos and stuff. And like even his acting is a bit weird as well. Like how many times can we pretend that he's talking to someone on the phone? It looks uncomfortable for him to pretend, hey, I'm talking to someone when he's really not.
You're gonna see Daniel Bryan fighting Cody Rhodes next year. He'll not be with the WWE. He'll ask to be released.
You're going to have to let him wrestle. We'll continue while you take that. It's okay. You can carry on. Yeah, they're going to have to let him wrestle.
That's not me, by the way.
Yeah. I recognise that ringtone. Is that the same ringtone for 7 years? I do think that he'll probably end up staying and letting him fight. Which one are they going to do? Actually...
But after CM Princess Peach, they're very wary, aren't they, when it comes to injuries and things like that. I don't think WWE will let him wrestle again.
And also, they've still got that concussion lawsuits thing going on as well, so...
Exactly, it's not worth it.
I can't see it happening at all, because I thought they were teasing it like, from last year, and then Chef put me straight and says, nah, then I'll do it, man, you know what I mean, stop it, man. Then I'll do it. And so from that now, and it's true. Danny Bryan can go fight somewhere else. You know what I mean? Go run along with Cody and fight somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Maybe that could be good for him. That they'll see that he's not getting injured. They'll probably leave it for like a year or two, and then he'll come back again.
Yeah. True. True. Cause let's be real. How long can he keep up this charade of being the general manager? You know what I mean? It's not like Teddy Long, because Teddy Long held that shit down for the longest. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? Every week he'll set
holla,
up...
Holla.
Every week he set up a tag team match, and if you lost, you went one-on-one with The Undertaker. You know what I mean? But he held that shit down for so many years and killed it. And he's loved. And he's finally found himself in Hall of Fame. Work that out. He did the same shit for how many years?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? that shit is crazy, man. SmackDowns. To me, it was all about the girl then. Y'all know the Riot Squad. They did their team. You know what I mean? They took out Naomi, took out my wife, and they mashed up my mistress. So I was like, oh, okay, I get it. It's a story. I see where them have to showcase these gals and show the WWE universe what they're all about. So I understood it. So I didn't complain on the internet. I didn't do none of that shit. I understood it. I thought, all right, cool. Because that's what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? Someone new come in, you got to showcase them, show them that, yo, they're going to be here for the longest. So yeah, I ain't got no problems with it, man, at all. I can't remember much else. The story does seem to revolve around the Shane McMahon, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn issue though. Still, well, I don't know exactly where it's going. True say they got this SmackDown that's got a pay per view. Raw ain't got a pay per view until Royal Rumble. So Raw's on some tortoise shit now. Raw is like, don't give a fuck mode. You know what I mean? That's why I went to bed like halfway through this shit. SmackDown actually have a pay-per-view coming. So they're building to something, Raw ain't building to nothing. And for that reason, SmackDown slightly better this week. Only slightly.
Okay. I don't really disagree, but I would have went with Raw. Just about.
SmackDown didn't put me to sleep, though, man. Well, that's me. That's me personally.
You got 1 hour less. Well, 1 hour and a half less. SmackDown has always got an advantage.
True. Yeah, they got Naomi. Anyway, yeah. So yeah, man. 20 minutes left in the show, man. You wanna go to the MVPs?
Yeah. MVP.
MVP of the week, boy. MVP of the week. Yeah, 20 minutes left in the program. You know what I mean? As Raw and SmackDown were, there was still an MVP. There was still a bitch of the week, and we're going to address them now. And there's a getting a chair award as well. Oh boy, oh boy. I hope Joe's chose the right person for that one.
Ladies first, Joe, you are going to be our lady for today because Sacco is off.
Oh no!
Ready?
Braun's done it again! No, Braun!
He's busted up doing pretty damn good.
Yeah, that does deserve MVP of the week. You see Kane hanging on to his wig for dear life.
Oh no! You know what? Yeah, man. Fuck it. Give it to Braun Strowman as well, man. I might change my mind now, man. Don't be surprised if I change my mind because I'm thinking about what happened on SmackDown. I'm really thinking hard. But for the moment, it's Braun. You might mash up my hero, okay? Boy, it's got to be a last man standing match for the war. Buried alive. I don't know where they're going with that, man. It's going to be something.
Buried alive, man. Buried alive. That's one thing that they haven't brought back. I don't mind seeing that match. I'm not tired of it. We get rid of Kane as well, which is even better. So yeah, man. But Royal Rumble, give them a Buried Alive match.
Nice shout. Would have put it off though. That's the question. Yeah, man. It's true, man. Buried Alive. Yeah, man. Let's do it.
No, they're gonna give us a chairs match though. That's what they're gonna give us.
A chairs match.
More likely to get something like that than we are a Buried Alive match.
True. Unless we do get the chairs match and then it keeps going until a Buried Alive team. But boy, the big Royal Rumble, boy. I'm sure Braun Strowman wants to get into that shit, man. So I'm in one, man. Alright, Braun's a very good shout, man. Are we all agreed on Braun, though?
Yeah, it's MVP every week for me, to be fair.
Yeah, but you're just biased, man. You just fancy him up. I could easily say Naomi's MVP every week, but I'm not going to do that, man. I try to be fair and just.
Yeah, that's because Braun is also just awesome sauce as well. He's not just, like, gorgeous. He's also awesome.
The reason why I'm picking Strowman is because there was Cesaro lost and there was no Nia. So... I always have to think about what them two have done before I decide on my MVP.
Okay, I hear that. Yeah, man, I have to respect that still. Okay, it's a full house on there, Braun Strowman, unless I change my mind. I doubt it now. Bitch of the week! I'm sure I've got one, you know. I'm sure I've got a bitch of the week. You gotta come back to me, man. I've gotta remember. See, Roman SmackDown was so... this week that I'm actually struggling here. Shad said it's ladies first. Joe, bitch of the week.
Jason Jordan and that fucking knee.
Jason Jordan and his knee!
Every week, Jason Jordan, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Jason Jordan, you see that guy there now, right? Kano's been nice to him, you know. Kano's like, yo, okay, I get it, man. You mash up your leg. Go in the back. Sort it out, man. You know what I mean? I'm sure Braun's waiting for me somewhere. But the motherfucker kept going back in the ring. So Kano's like, oh, all right then. All right, you asked for it. I'll fuck up your knee. You didn't have to be like this, you know, Jason Jordan. It didn't have to be like this. That's the story I was getting from it. Jason Jordan, good shot. Are you agreed on that one as well, Shad?
I'm just having another thing.
I'm having a think as well. I'm sure there was someone other than Jason Jordan that I was like, what a bitch.
There's Bray Wyatt as well, man. Like,
ugh. Wait!
Yeah, a fatty bum bum.
I found my bitch of the week. It's alright.
Okay.
Damn. I'm going to send prayers out to Dana Brooke. She's going to Emma Root, man. I'm sure of it. Dana's talking shit like, I know I could beat Asuka. I got this, man. I got this. I'm going to take a piece. You blink and you miss it. Well, what happened? I blinked.
It was funny as fuck that.
I blinked and Dana Brooke was tapping out like a bitch. I thought, oh, shit. Oh, no. Wait, whoa. Then again, there's Apollo Crews and Titus O'Neil as well. But it hurts me to award it to them. Because I saw the same shit last week. They got boss ass by Samoa Joe. And the same thing happened again this week. Double of class. Oh, I might have to toss a coin, man. But I think for the moment, Dana Brooke. It's hurting me to give it to Titus and Apollo.
Then go for Dana. Go for Dana.
Dana. Dana's talking the most shit. I can beat Asuka in 2 minutes. If that's blinking, you miss it. And she ended up tapping. Dana, man, do something quick, man. You're gonna join Emma at the job unemployment line, man, and that's not good, man. And I thought those two was a good duo in NXT, man. Oh, god damn it. Shad, I got a short term memory. Did you have a bitch of the week?
Sorry, man, but I've got to give it to Kane, man.
that's a good call, actually.
Sorry. I'm not going to explain why, man. It's not just his appearance, either.
You don't have to explain why. People know, Shad. People know. He's kind of ruined my childhood a little bit by coming back.
I thought he was doing all right, man. The way he was going on, I thought, okay, this is his last run for sure. You know what I mean? He can't keep up this charade now. The Undertaker's gone. He can't keep up this charade. Oh, yeah, Undertaker's coming back for the 25th anniversary team. Oh, okay, cool. But apart from that,
I hope it's not to set up a match as well, you know. So please don't come back to set up a match. Just don't do it.
Oh, no, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. You know what I mean? No. He's just going to come back, chop some motherfucker, tombstone a motherfucker, and then walk up to the ramp, turn his head, turn it back to the...
Fuck that. I want to see fucking Mark Calloway. How about Mark Calloway just walk down to the ring, thank us, thank the fans, tell us a little bit about his life or whatever, and... We don't have to go into detail, proper deep, but it'd be nice just to hear from him, man. I'm tired of hearing from Undertaker, rest in peace, I've been 15 souls, 15 holes, and all this shit. Talk like a normal human being, like we know you can. Please, that's what I want. I want Mark Calloway. Undertaker retired at WrestleMania.
Well, to that I say this, man. I don't think even the 25th anniversary is big enough for something like that. Unless they do like a farewell thing like they did with Flair.
But then Undertaker's gonna like elbow drop his leather jacket and shit.
Hang on, say it.
That's what Flair did.
Stop it. stop that.
I don't want to say that.
Undertaker's gonna be elbow dropping his hat. Actually, I won't be elbow drop, it'll be leg drop, won't it? It'll be leg dropping in his hands.
Oh dear, that shit is funny. Now, I'm the opposite of you, Shad, man. I'd like to see the guy come out and talk to a motherfucker every now and then. Just, you know what I mean, if it's good for Austin to stun somebody, if it's good for The Rock to rock bottom somebody, if it's good for Shawn Michaels to kick down somebody, it's good enough for Undertaker to drop a chokeslam. If it's good for Mankind to put on his sock on his hand and put it down somebody's throat, why can't Undertaker drop a tombstone? Why not? That's my personal opinion. Shit. it's true. But that's my opinion, though. You know what I mean? That's what they do, alright? You know what I mean? Ron Simmons comes out every now and then, looks punny and says, damn, you know. Simple things, man. They don't get hurt. Everything's good. Their health is fine. Enough of all that shit. Joe, get in a chair, Ward. We got like 10 minutes left in this program.
Okay, I'll keep it quick. Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
No, that's the wrong one.
What?
No, that's his own chair.
Yeah, he does need to go in his own chair. No, Michael, I'm going with this.
Damn it!
This fucks me up.
Starcade.
Yes. That should have been on the motherfucking network. And it wasn't. And WWE has released no statement or anything as to why that happened. They're not listening to the fans. They don't care. So I have my own theory. And it's Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Okay?
Oh.
Starcade was WCW's answer to WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Vincent McMahon has got such a big ego. There's still that part of him that thinks, you know, if I put this out on my network, I'm admitting that Starcade is just as good as my WrestleMania. I can't have that. I'll tell you what, I'll put it as a fucking house show. Ha ha ha. Fuck you, WCW. I still think in his head he's in some kind of war with WCW.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh,
you know when you see like old soldiers that's got shell shock and like still think that like,
have
to kill the Germans? I think that's what's happened.
That's some
universal
soldier shit, man.
I can't fire him, I'll kill him.
Down.
Hang on, before we move on, Starcade was a house show. Not everybody can get to the house show.
Exactly.
If only there was some way how they could show it to the world, for the world to see.
I wonder. Do you know what I fucking miss? Because of fucking Vincent Kennedy McMahon, Dustin Rhodes, the Natural. Not fucking Goldust. Fucking Dustin Rhodes.
Mm-mm.
I've been waiting years for that shit.
Jimmy? What way?
Yeah, Dustin Rhodes, for Dustin Rhodes to come out to his old, the Natural Dustin Rhodes music and that, I wanted to see that. I'm like a proper old fan.
Spoiler alert, he died about 2 years ago.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
Dustin.
Dustin. Yeah, I'll be very dusty about that. Well, right now, but I'm sure his son's all clean it up and put some flowers on it and make it look nice.
Oh, no!
At least once, maybe twice.
Oh, no. Fuck. I see why you would give him the chair, because you don't just draw out a house show, a random house show, and then suddenly call it Starcade. When you talk something like that, you put that shit on the net. Oh shit, Vincent Kennedy.
It's also, to be fair, they built it up like pay-per-view.
Maybe it was just too expensive to run on the network. The cost was too much. They didn't have the funds.
that's what somebody actually said.
Christmas coming
up. Like, yeah, do you realise that how much money it costs to stream this, like put this on all this? I was like, you stupid bastard, I think you've got the funds to do 2 shows weekly. Are you trying to tell me Vincent Kennedy McMahon is short of a few bob? I was like, fuck off, you fucking cunt, or you'll be in my fucking chair next. You fucking dead end. And then I got blocked. Off some random person that I went off on once.
Whoa! The joys of social media, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh man, Vincent Kennedy. I'm not as vexed with you as Joe is. I do understand where she's coming from though. You don't take a house show, a random house show, and call it something such as Dark. Because here's a joke, Mr. Kennedy. You've got shows, pay-per-views on your network, right? All right. You mean to tell me, yeah, Starrcade was WCW's WrestleMania, right? But we have pay-per-views on the network that we watch, and they come on a monthly basis. One of them's called Clash of Champions. We used to have one called the American Bash. Remember that shit? Them were WCW shits, weren't they?
Yeah.
Right? We just had War Games the other day. War Games was Dan. You know what I mean? Right? You got all these pay-per-views that you see from WCW. Right? We haven't had Bash at the Beach yet, I don't think. We haven't had Halloween Havoc yet, to my knowledge. No, we haven't. Right? As far as WWE. Right? You take all them pay-per-views, make your own, and start can you make it as a random house show? And you put it out to the internet for the dirt sheets to report on all them things. And yeah, oh, that's a fatal error, Vincent Kennedy, man. Even you, Vincent Kennedy, must get that. From my perspective, it's with regret. With Joe, there's no regret. Shad, I don't know where he stands on it. But Vincent Kennedy,
get your chair!
Oh, dear me. What a shame. Vincent Kennedy is the victim of his own catchphrase that We Jams podcast made famous. And yo, Shad.
Yo.
Close us out, man. What's happening next week and shit and all that shit, man. Close us out.
Next week.
Yeah, man.
Next week, the internet will be complaining about something else that happened on Raw or SmackDown. there might be an injury. There might be an injury to somebody.
Oh, no.
No death. No death. No death.
Hello, my eyes are on Ricky Steamboat. I'm just saying. That could win me 2015.
Harley Ray.
You too.
That's what I'm going for.
You too.
But also, as well, another reason why MVP, I'm thinking about next week, but another reason why Braun deserves the MVP. Man had a broken trachea and he comes back after a week. He has the recovery powers of John Cena? One week, you know. So, hopefully, Kane's back next week. See, Kane has the same powers as the monster among men. That's all I don't know.
Yeah. That's true.
And also, as well, shout out to all the ladies out there, man. Naya. You know, we'll talk later, but thanks for listening. Mike Dog, Joe, thanks for being on the show.
No problem, Chad.
Shout out to that guy Wardle as well, man. Fucking hell, Wardle.
Yeah. What's happened to Wardle? Where's your show, Wardle? My ears are waiting.
He's busy with his show. I think it's the God show. I mean, the podcast with God. He calls it the God Cat.
And then he's gonna tell God how God was so wrong with his wrestling predictions. And then he's gonna lose to God when it comes to wrestling predictions.
Whoa!
Yeah. It'll be awesome with God saying yeah.
So stupid, God. How can you do that, God? God, I'm telling you, you're just stupid, you're just fucking wrong. And then he's gonna lose.
God will have to convince Wardle that the world is round.
Yeah. But how do you know that, God? God, you don't know that. The world is flat, and I am right now, I'm telling you. What? Wardle, my son. I've made the world.
Yo, Joe.
It's my creation.
Joe. 100%.